We are very happy to have his returning to our show, Dick Crapo, a writer, a professor, a man about town, one of my favorite opinion writers on sports, the guy who seems to get it right most of the time. Welcome back to the show, Dick.
Thank you, Bruce. Great to be back.
Well, I loved the column that you wrote on November 13th because I thought you got at something that no one else really got at with this whole UCLA shoplifting trip to China, and where you talked about a really pretty good question is why this happened to begin with. Could you sort of talk about that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I looked at that and I thought, what are they doing in China and why are they there, particularly at this time of year? And so I started looking at overseas trips by college basketball teams, and it turns out that this was not unusual. UCLA has been there before, and many of the larger colleges, the bigger programs, have spent a lot of time in Europe in the summertime mostly, but some of them during the school year as well. And I thought it was interesting about UCLA because it was November. And it was clear that UCLA had been in class for probably 6-7 weeks by then, and suddenly these student athletes, as they are wont to be called, were off being more athletes than students in China. And I don't know what the length of the trip was scheduled for, but I would guess, given the travel involved, it was at least. They were going to miss at least a week of class, and if not more. So I thought that was kind of interesting that you would that a university would allow that to happen.
Right, and then you mentioned the Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott's justification.
Yeah, he said that it was a cultural opportunity for them. Well, yeah. I guess it was, and I have nothing against that. I've worked in, I've taught overseas. I've worked in and taught in study abroad programs for the state of Florida. I've taught in Russia. I've been in a number of different situations overseas, and I think I really am a great believer that college students. Spending time overseas is really a tremendous addition to their education. But I'm not sure that this is what this was about. And a couple of things jumped out at me as I started looking at Commissioner Scott's comments and then at some of the other stuff surrounding it. And one of the things that that was most interesting is that the Pac-12 had in previous few weeks or months had signed a massive television rights contract with the Chinese company Alibaba, which is the biggest online store in the world. And Alibaba has been now investing in a number of things in outside of China and in inside China. They are a force in cable television. So they signed this agreement with the Pac-12, and of course UCLA is one of the premier basketball programs of the Pac-12. And then I look further, and in fact this came up after I had actually written this piece. I looked into this further that the tour, as such, was also being sponsored by Alibaba and being paid for by Alibaba. So in effect, what you had going on is that the UCLA basketball team. Was doing a marketing trip for the Pac-12 in terms of selling their cable business, and they were doing a marketing trip for Alibaba that was going to try to make contact with the Chinese public and therefore enhance the public's interest in college basketball. And college basketball has not been all that popular in China. The NBA is, and the NBA has very high ratings. In cable TV and other TV in China, college basketball does not have much of a following. So what they're trying to do, or what Alibaba was trying to do, and the Pac-12 becomes an accomplice to this, and UCLA another accomplice to this, is to build an audience for a product. And the product is college basketball, and the product is the Pac-12.
Well, one of the things I found so interesting about that is that the NCAA requires universities to ask for a waiver if they want an extra day of travel. For instance, I know right. if University of Maine is flying out to Alaska Anchorage mm-hmm. for a hockey game, you have to go to that trouble. And right. and then I started thinking that the other aspect of this is how much of this is a way for all the Pac-12 schools to show off all their handsome co-eds and male students and nice buildings and all to that wealth of Chinese money that wants to send yeah. their kids to American colleges. I mean, yeah, exactly. It seems like just a grotesque marketing move.
Well, I don't know how grotesque it is, but it's yet one more marketing aspect of this whole business. I don't know how many people know that there is, in fact, a tremendous amount of recruitment, particularly of Chinese students, but in fact of students overseas generally, not athletes, but students, universities.
That's how Maine high schools are staying alive. Right here in high schools in Maine,
right.
We have yeah. hundreds of those students, and the universities recruiting them for the money. Do you see anything in this that,
you know,
that seems really unsavory?
Well, let me add one element to this business of recruitment. The universities, in fact, are not doing the recruiting.
Right.
The universities are hiring, or there are businesses that do the recruiting. The businesses recruit the students, and they also recruit the universities. These businesses get a per-head cut on every student who enrolls in a particular university. The University of Central Florida, where I've been for a number of years, has been involved in this. They signed on with a company about 3 or 4 years ago, and at first it was kind of slow, but it's picked up a great deal, and they're bringing in quite a large number of students. And the reason this is so attractive to American universities and you mentioned high schools, but American universities, is that these students come in, they pay full tuition, they pay full out-of-state tuition, full room and board. There are no scholarships involved, and so it's a tremendous revenue stream for the university in a time when budgets are getting tighter and tighter and tighter every year, because state legislators, and this is particularly true of state schools, and state legislators are getting are shrinking budgets across the board in higher education. So there's a lot of different levels to this marketing, and in fact, it's a kind of interesting sort of free market capitalism comes to university education to exploit athletes and to exploit students from abroad.
Well, talking about other forms of exploitation, as we will, I really liked what you had to say about the situation in Auburn with Coach Bruce yeah. Pearl. I mean, I read it the first time. It staggered me.
Go ahead.
Me when I first read yeah. it. Maybe you could sort of let us know what you wrote about that. It was great.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was this big scandal that broke a few weeks ago, and the FBI has been doing an investigation of kickbacks between sports clothing operations and universities, and there have been kickbacks and payments to assistant basketball coaches and to head, I think to some heads as well. And the FBI has moved to indict, I think they've indicted 4 assistant coaches across the country, but the investigation is ongoing. And most conferences and universities have started doing some internal investigations to determine how deeply involved in something like that their programs might be. And if my memory serves me correctly, one of the indicted assistant coaches was from Auburn.
Yes.
And so there is Auburn, then the Auburn University administration begins to then do a serious internal investigation of this practice on this campus. And they go to the head basketball coach, Bruce Pearl, and they say, we want you to come in and we want to talk to you about all of this. And he said, no, thank you. I'm not coming in. Now, in most places outside of this bizarre fantasy world of college athletics or athletics generally, in most places you do something like that, and you know it's bye bye time.
Yeah,
they're not going a university president worth anything at all. It when he's defied by a coach. Is going to say to the coach, well, it's been nice knowing you, and we'll see you some other time, some other place. But not in this case.
Not in Auburn.
Yeah, at Auburn. Auburn has this kind of weird track record of...
Yeah. Anyway. They've had their share of scandal in the past. Well, Dick, it's...
They have indeed, yes. And so Pearl says no. And then the university administration comes back and says, well, if you don't come, you're risking being fired.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. I'm going to count to three, three and a half.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to count to three. If you're not in here by then, you're out of here.
Well, Dick, thank you so much.
And then there's the wonderful Bruce Pearl's track record, too, where he lost a previous job for lying to investigations by the NCAA.
Well, Dick, thank you so much for being with us again. Please say hello to your lovely wife, Pat, and
I will. And please say hello to your lovely wife as well.
I will do that, and we will hopefully have you back on again before too long.
And let's hope next year that Maine gets down here for a football game and doesn't get blown away by hurricanes.
Right, yeah, that would have been fun. I would have come if we'd been going. Thank you much. Enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, Bruce. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.